Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show. Good day, everybody, and welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show. My name is Sharon Feckety. I am the co-host and founder of 13th Avenue Media, along with my friend Amanda Payne, president and CEO extraordinaire of Amplify Clearwater. Say hello to the audience, Amanda.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
We're very excited today because we have the one, the only, Pinellas Sheriff Bob Gutierrez. Did I say it right this time? No. Man, you guys should have heard me the first time. I was amazing.
Gaultieri.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much for being here today. So I've done a little deep dive on you, Sheriff Bob. I'm very excited to tell you what I found out about you. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Number one, I text my girlfriend who has worked under your organization for quite some time now. And I said, is he a good dude? You want to know what she said?
Sure.
She said, you're great.
No good.
Yes. So that was an honest answer because she's a very honest girl. Her name is Tara. And she's been working there at the Sheriff's Department for a very long time. And I know that you have been, this is your third term, correct?
Correct. Yeah. I've been in office now 10 years.
Yes. First, a lawyer.
Yes.
Went into private practice. And then you were like, I'm going to save Pinellas County.
Well, not really. I started in law enforcement first. Started in my law enforcement career 39 years ago, hard to believe. But I started working in the jail. Then I was a city police officer in Dunedin, back when Dunedin had its own police department. I came back to the sheriff's office. I was here for about 15 years. Then I went to law school. So,
oh my goodness.
So I was a cop for a long time before going to law school. I was out practicing for a short period of time before I came back. So the majority of my time has been in law enforcement.
Wonderful. Well, I know that you have your hands full, Sheriff Bob. It has been, to say the least, a difficult time, right? I mean, who doesn't know that today? I know that you guys have all suffered tremendous loss. You've had more adversity to overcome in this last year and then some than probably most years, correct?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it's been tough, and you know, nothing tougher than the last 3 weeks. You know, when we went 109 years without losing a deputy sheriff in the line of duty, you know, that's the thing that I always feared would happen, hoped that it wouldn't. It happened, and it happened 3 weeks ago. So that's a very tough thing for all of us. We're getting through it. But that was, you know, on top of a year of COVID, a year of unrest, a year of dealing with criticism of law enforcement and all that goes with that. So it's been a hard year, isn't it? Undoubtedly, probably the hardest year, you know, in my 39 years of being in this business. And so it's challenges, but you know, one of the things I tell our people all the time and, you know, trying to live by and subscribe to it is that where there's challenges, there's opportunities. And you know, and I would say we got a lot of opportunities right now, but we will embrace those opportunities and embrace those challenges and be stronger for it at the end. I think we are. I think that, you know, with any tragedy of what we've experienced here in the last couple of weeks with Deputy Mike Magley's death, there will be, it's hard to maybe see it, but there will be some good that comes from that as far as bringing us closer together, forging stronger relationships, kind of refocusing for some people on what's important. When you get to COVID, you know, has been a tremendous challenge organizationally, operationally, but it also allowed people to step up and shine and show that we can get things done. What we did last year with that beach reentry and getting the beaches reopened, was a Herculean task. And I hope people see that we really put a lot of effort into it with a lot of people, and that was very successful. You know, we're dealing with the aftermath of the George Floyd incident. We've had to deal with a lot of criticism, a lot of concern, and there's validity to some of this is that, you know, we need to be introspective. We need to look. We need to make sure we're doing it right and make sure that we have very solid relationships with the community and we're doing policing the way the community wants to be policed. And one of the things that I would say, I think we are. And I think that Pinellas County is doing it well. It doesn't mean that we don't have room for improvement, because we do. And we will continue to strive for that. But we're also not like other places. And so what I say is don't judge us the way others are acting in certain places in the country. So overall, I think that we are on the right track. But again, that doesn't mean there isn't room to improve.
And I'm very impressed. First, I'd like to say I'm very sorry for the loss. I mean, we've all been feeling the pain and holding you up in prayer. So I'm very sorry for your loss. I know Amanda feels the same way. It's been very difficult to watch all of the pain that the people who are here to protect us are going through right now. So I wanted to extend my condolences first and foremost. I've been very impressed to see all of the mental health intervention teams that you've brought together and expanded this throughout this difficult time. Mental health units. So could you give the audience a little information about what you have done as a Pinellas County Sheriff's Department to help us all through this mental health crisis and know that our Sheriff's Department is working diligently to make those improvements that you made mention of?
Sure. You know, and you know, just touch on it very quickly is that because it is important that we're providing a lot of services internally for people who are affected by Deputy Magley's death. So, you know, we have to take care of our own too, and we are taking care of our own. We have great partnerships with the mental health community, and they're taking care of us, and so that's much appreciated. But as far as outside the organization, is that undoubtedly and unfortunately and sadly, there are so many people within the communities of Pinellas County, the state of Florida, and the nation that suffer from mental health issues. And the spectrum is wide and varied, some slight and some extremely significant. And a lot of that drives the calls for service that we have, because it manifests itself in certain conduct that people call the police for. So what we've seen is a lot of calls related to mental health. And unfortunately, the people who are called upon to deal with those mental health incidents and the people that are in a crisis are the people that are least trained. And that's the cops, is that cops are not mental health providers, but we're at 2 o'clock in the morning when it's breaking bad and it's all going downhill, that's who gets called. And so, you know, we're tasking them to do something that they're really have been ill-equipped to do. And then they do what cops do. They solve the problem by removing what is causing the problem from that situation, which means either somebody gets arrested or they get taken into custody under the state's Baker Act, which is an involuntary examination law. Then they get released, and usually within hours, they're released from the Baker Act facility. And the next time anybody contacts them is when they're in crisis again. So it's hamster wheel to nowhere. It's a cyclical problem that perpetuates. And so what we've decided to do is, and here's something that everybody needs to know. You want to know why we have some of the problems we do with mental health in the state of Florida, is Florida is the third largest state in the country, but we rank 50th in per capita funding for mental health. If you know nothing else about the problem, that's the core of what you need to know and why we have some of the issues that we do. So we've taken it on ourselves because we need to do it better. So in 2016, I formed a mental health unit here at the Sheriff's Office. And the original plan was to have a co-response model where you have deputies and mental health professionals responding. We had to feel our way through that as a pilot. It kind of morphed more into a case management model. But anyway, cutting to it, where we are today is that we have, I think, what is or could be a model for others to replicate around the country, because we're doing it from beginning to end. As some people might say, tip to tail, whatever you want to call it, is that we have a co-response model. So that means when somebody calls in the communications or in the 911 center, and somebody says, this is happening. Well, is it mental health related? If it is, it isn't going to be just a deputy sheriff responding. It's going to be a deputy sheriff and a mental health professional. So the mental health professional is there and can evaluate the situation, make recommendations, and hopefully we get better decisions. Then once the decision is made, the person stays or they have to go in for an involuntary examination, we have follow-up teams. And the follow-up teams, so it isn't just next time you're in crisis. It's going to be hours and days and in the subsequent period where we're having contact with them. And we also in 2018 formed what's called the Pinellas Integrated Care Alliance, which is longer term case management and more intensive case management. So I think that we have a comprehensive model that is going to drive a much better result and hopefully keep people out of the criminal justice system and to a degree out of the involuntary mental health system so that they get the services they need. If these people who have these problems and these issues could solve their problems on their own, they would, but they can't. They need somebody to navigate them, to case manage them, to hold their hand, because they've got issues that they don't want. They don't want these issues, but it is a mental health issue, which is a medical issue, which is something that they can't control. So I think we're well on the road to a much better outcome and a much better service delivery for the people of Pinellas County.
Thank you for all of that. Amanda knows I've spoken with Amplified Clearwater about my own issues. I'm 26 years sober today. As a young adult, I suffered deeply from depression and addiction, went to rehabs, and I had some dealings with, you know, people that look like you, unfortunately. And not the way it is today, thank God, 26 years later. But if there weren't the professionals, trained professionals that were empathetic and understood that it's easy for me today to look at a homeless person or somebody who is addicted or somebody who is struggling and realize that they need help versus they need to go to jail. So it's really admirable what you're doing is what I'm trying to say, because I realize that the peers that help me through and the EAP counselors, and I'll be speaking at Franklin Templeton later today about mental health in the workplace, the more conversations that we have, the more opportunity we have to normalize it, right? So Amanda, I am quite sure that you want to have some discussions with your friend, Sheriff Bob, so I'll pass it over to you.
Well, thank you, Sharon, and thank you, Sheriff, for all that you do for our community and your thoughtful approach from both yourself and your deputies. You know, I'm a firm believer that leadership starts at the top, and it truly does in our Sheriff's Department. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate the environment that you give and allow for your deputies to work and enjoy. So I've had, as you know, I've interacted with many of your deputies, and every single one has been a pleasant interaction. And I'm very grateful for the type of leadership that you show to them and the leadership that they carry to our community as a result. So with that, I'd like to recognize you and say thank you for your work through COVID. As you know, for many of you watching this podcast are aware that the sheriff joined us on more than one occasion for our chamber chats and really was considerate of the business community throughout this pandemic. And that was just a huge difference maker for our job creators, for our businesses, for those who needed to work, wanted to get back to work. It was an incredible opportunity for our businesses to have access to the sheriff, for the sheriff to really be there and his department to kind of hold their hand through the process. So I want to say thank you to that. Thank you for being thoughtful in your approach. And the reopening of our community, of our beaches, you know, was so popular. He mentioned the dashboard, the beach dashboard that they created. Very, very creative for our community, and certainly so much so that Clearwater Beach wanted to bring it back for spring break. So it was certainly successful and sent the right message that, you know, our community is ours. Let's protect it. We're here to protect each other and protect our community. So thank you. I just really want to say thank you for what you've done over the last 14 months. I know it's been difficult. It's been a challenging time, but you've led beautifully. And I really wanted to just recognize you and say thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Amanda. And, you know, as you know, I have and will continue to be very supportive of the business community. It's at the crux of so many things for us. It's very important that people be safe, but also that we be able to function. And I think we can do both. And we just have to do it in a smart way. And overall, the business community has stepped up tremendously. I think that early on, there were a lot of notions that the businesses had to be, quote, shut down because they couldn't do it right. And that's simply just not what we saw. It wasn't the case. I mean, the business owners were doing the right thing. And you're never going to have perfect, and you're going to have one-offs here and there. But, you know, by and large, I think that the business community has done it well, and we appreciate the partnership. And I will continue to advocate for, especially with where we are now, doing everything we can to rebuild, regrow, and have a vibrant economy. And at the core are the businesses, and the businesses are also the ones that directly impact the average person, who are the employees. And it's a trickle-down effect. Excuse me. If the businesses aren't open, people aren't working. If people aren't open, or people aren't working, then they're not putting food on the table for their kids. I mean, it's a pretty easy equation. And so I think it is very important. And I think it can be done safely. I don't think that we need big government to come in swooping and tell people what you can't do. So that's the approach I've taken to this.
Well, Sharif, go ahead, Amanda.
Oh, I was just saying, Sharon, I did not mean to interrupt you. I'm a big fan of managing locally. And I think, you know, like I said, you've done a wonderful job at that, and upholding the ordinances that we received from the state as in executive orders, as well as those from the county, and finding a nice balance for our community. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Well, Sheriff Bob, we know that you have a lot of work to do out there today, and we don't want to keep you. We really appreciate all that you've done. Obviously, I'm talking to my family and friends up in New York who are extremely jealous if there is a time to be jealous in a pandemic, you know, that we live in this wonderful state, and we have people like you that are allowing businesses to thrive and people to enjoy their spring break in a safe manner. So I want to thank you for this time today, Sheriff Bob. Thank you so much for joining us and for all that you do.
You're very welcome. Glad to be with you, and happy to come back anytime.
Yay. We're going to hold you to it.
Yeah, do it. We're good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, at amplifyclearwater.com. Thank you. Thank you.